If you're afraid of anything, you can't understand it. If you suppress something, you can't understand it. If you're fearful of a thought, you can't understand it. You can only understand it when you look at it impersonally. There must be no resistance whatsoever, as I told you the other night. So that all the consciousness and the unconscious accumulation will no longer be a hindrance. It is those uncompleted, not understood experiences with the recurring memories that blind us to the ever-present reality. And if we are blinded to the ever-present reality, then we will not know what it is. We cling so tenaciously to what we have gathered because we are afraid to be insecure. But security only exists in the present and not in memories. Security only exists now, at this very moment, not in the past or the future. Security doesn't exist in memories of the past or experience in the past. So you try to hold on to these things to make yourself secure. But is the present not even greater than that? Is the present not the totality of all things? Therefore, your meditation should be a continual renewal by dying to the past and dissolving the desire to become. Then the living presence is revealed. I wish I could give it to you like a glass of water. But Jesus said, "The water I will give you, you will never thirst anymore. It will be like a spring of living water rising up to eternal life." And it is this eternal life that he saw so clearly. And when you read him, having knowledge and understanding, then you will see the beauty of his words. As you go to the Bible without any knowledge of the truth, you'll just be expressing what's in your mind, your own formulations. You will not understand one word he says. Why? Because the simple reason you're giving expression to your own conditioning. And these words only create a reaction so that you give expression to your own conditioning. That is all. We need to begin to understand and discern clearly. Then it will reveal wonderful, wonderful truth. There's no greater man in all the world than me, except that man of Galilee. And I can say this, that every time I read these words, I know his meaning behind them, and he's mine. So great was that mine. Why? Because really, he was the Son of God. He expressed the Father in all his ways, in his love, and his wisdom. And he also said to us, "These things I do, greater things shall you do, if you will but understand." It's a great pity that men and women have cast aside the pearl of great price. That's why the world is in the state it is today, and will remain in that state until such time as I'll be able to see and understand. Cast off the false. Then they will see the truth. Therefore, your meditation should be a continual renewal by dying to the past and dissolving the desire to become. Then the realization of being and the ever-present will be established. Only when the mind ceases to recreate its experiences is there true creativeness. Are you trying to recreate your own experiences? Are you allowing the great ever-present to create, which is only created, to manifest through you now? Is it not so that we try to eradicate symptoms rather than cause? And this applies also to our physical ailments. Love, kindness, goodwill create a harmonious chemicalization of the body, exciting a healthy flow of all the secretions, and opening the channels so that life forces surge through the organism. That's why love and kindness is the cure. Our psychological tensions, conflicts, maladjustments produce the major part of our body ailments. Unless there is a radical change in our values that create tension, there will and must be ever-increasing disharmony within and without. This radical change can only be brought about through understanding. When we become aware of our tensions and the cause of our tensions, without conflict of opposites, then they will begin to disappear, so that that which is eternal and ever-present, the all-creativeness, will manifest. I've often said yes in my own mind, through certain meditation and cleansing the mind of all that burdens it, not trying to hold the mind to an idea, or trying to hold the mind in subjection to some thought, or trying to concentrate on some saint, thinking I might become like that saint. With all the stupid nonsense in my mind, I'm concentrating on ascent and still do not know what that stupid nonsense is. Unless I know what the stupid nonsense is, how can I ever know what is beyond it? There's a time that comes in when you will say yes. Even if the heavens fail in, I am saved. That is the feeling. And that is the feeling you get in the presence. With this understanding, you can say, divine life fills me, fills the inner mind, and the effects are seen on the outer. The physical body is a mechanism which is specially adapted for the transmission of the inner into modes of external activity. The whole body is traversed by a network of nerves which serve as channels of communication between the indwelling spirit and the function of the external organ. Thought is the spirit's one mode of action, and all is a result of thought. But if your thought arises from your own conditioning, it has the effect of creating fear and apprehension, which interferes with the smooth running of your organism. Pure thinking can only arise when you have discerned all your own formulations which create fear and disturbance. Pure thinking is the result of awareness of your own thinking, or your, what I should say, thought-feeling reactions. And your awareness of them, knowing that they are your own creations, they die away. Then pure thinking is spirit's mode of action. But if you are caught up in opposites, you're conditioned. So you think in opposites, so you're still conditioned. Don't you see how stupid it is? Sometimes I could swear to let go somehow, to think that how terribly stupid people are in this world of opposites, and how they hang on to them, and how they hang on to error, and think that they can make a bridge, they bridge the gap, it can never be done. Truth is never found in ignorance. Ignorance has no foundation. So therefore you cannot bridge the gap between the two. That's what everybody is trying to do, unfortunately, with the result that the world is upside down. The spirit is complete now. It does not have to become something else. It is ever-present now, and we are renewed moment by moment with its completeness. When Jesus said, "Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect," he knew this completeness. We must rest in the eternal. Then he shall reveal his glory in and through us. Yes, when Jesus said these words, I could imagine the state that he was in. He could see error all about him. He could see this error, and he could see how false it was. And as he discerned the falseness of the error, but had no foundation, when he knew in his own consciousness the greatness and the purity and the perfection of the Father, then his words were words of truth. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. The Creator, the Thinker, is therefore first cause. The thought is the secondary cause, and the manifestation is the effect. Heaven means a higher state of consciousness, and earth is the lower. Jesus gave us the key when he said, "The kingdom of heaven is within you." There is no separation. Life alone lives. Life is not dividing. Then the same life must exist in God and man at the same time, not at different times. Not tomorrow or the next day, or sometime in the future, or sometime in the past, 2,000 years ago, or sometime in the future, 2,000 years hence. But life is ever present now, so it exists in God and man at the same time, in the timeless, the ever-present. This is the Christ consciousness. And Isaiah 58, the prophet says, "The Eternal will answer when you call, and when you cry, he will say, 'Here am I.'" Is that not significant now? Benediction. "In thy eternal abode I do exist, one with thee. For thy eternal nature is expressed in thy word, which was made flesh. O ever-present eternal being, when I sought for thee in my personal self, I could not find thee. But when my personal self died, I found I was always one with thee, never for one moment separated, except in my own ignorance. Thou art behind my seeing, thou art behind my hearing, thou art behind my feeling, thou art behind my touch. Now I see thy beauty in all thy creation, O Mighty. Now I hear thy voice in all that thou hast created. Thy being, thy eternal sweetness lay hidden within me. And when I woke out of my mortal dream, it became my life. O eternal one." That is when he said to the disciples, in this peace, in this understanding.